I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. After years of financial troubles, Burlington College is shutting down at the end of next week. Officials made the announcement this morning. They say they had no choice because People's United Bank refused to renew their line of credit. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
The campus of Burlington College does not look like a closed college. There's still a tent up from graduation this weekend and a temporary sign out front that says, "Congratulations, graduates." Inside the college's North Avenue headquarters Monday morning, there was no one at the front desk. A young woman was carrying two paintings out of the building. She said she'd just graduated over the weekend. She didn't give her name, but she offered a single comment about the morning announcement.
It's really sad.
After a few tearful hugs with some of the college's staff, she left with her things. This year's graduating class will be the last to emerge from Burlington College with a degree, since it was founded in 1972 as an alternative to a typical classroom education. Students weren't informed about the school's closure until after graduation, even though the Board of Trustees voted to close last Friday.
People's United Bank is our lender, and they did decide that they were not going to renew our line of credit.
That's Burlington College President Carol Moore. Moore's predecessor, Mike Smith, was surprised to hear the news.
All indications were that Dr. Carol Moore, had the school moving in the right direction from everything that I had heard. And I haven't been involved in more than 18 months now, but everything that I had been told, the school was moving in the right direction.
And whatever the financial risk of the college's line of credit, Smith said the debt deal he was aware of wasn't all that risky for the bank.
Through the agreement that was crafted 18 months ago with the letter of credit, they have collateral, they have different things that they can access in order to keep the letter of credit.
Plus, Smith made a deal to sell much of the college's land, and that cut way down on the debt the school had to the bank. The bulk of that debt came in 2010 when the college bought its North Avenue headquarters from the Catholic Diocese, which was itself deeply in debt at the time after legal settlements over sex abuse cases. Then college president Jane Sanders, the wife of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, arranged the loan. But one deeply indebted owner replaced another, and the college was never able to come up with the cash flow to pay off the property in full, even after that land deal. Cora Lee Holmes is the college's dean of operations and advancements. She said the closure is heartbreaking.
And to see an institution go out of business is very, very difficult, because these students who are served here, it's going to be very difficult to find another perfect spot like Burlington College for some of these folks.
Moore says the college has already reached out to Vermont state colleges and some small private colleges in the state to find placements for Burlington College's students. Wherever they end up, those students won't be getting their degrees under a tent on North Avenue. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And a brief disclosure note that People's United Bank is a VPR underwriter.